Marrying Harriet, The School for Manners, Book 6, by M.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney, narrated by Lindy Nettleton. Chapter 1. You will and you won't. You'll be damned if you do, and you'll be damned if you don't. Lorenzo Dahl. Miss Harriet Brown sat at her desk and pulled a blank sheet of paper towards her. When she was troubled, she wrote down her thoughts, putting the benefits on one side of the page and the problems on the other. The situation she found herself in was this. Her mother had died giving birth to her. Her father, a Methodist minister, had recently died. Her aunt, Lady Owen, a Scarborough grand dame, who had cut off her sister Lydia when she had stooped low enough to marry plain Mr. Brown, had decided to take care of Harriet, or rather, to arrange care for her. To that end, Harriet was being sent to London to live with two professional chaperones, the Triple Sisters. These sisters were to school her in the ways of society and find her a husband. On the plus side were the following facts. She, Harriet, had practically no money. The very house she was sitting in belonged to the church and would fall into the hands of the new minister due to arrive the following week. Marriage was the only future open to her. Although highly educated, she had not the necessary accomplishments expected in a governess, that is, knowledge of Italian, of watercolour painting, dancing, and pianoforte playing. Therefore,